Breakups and moving on. Have you ever noticed that your understanding of breakups is much better when you're giving advice to someone? And when it comes to ourselves, the local side of our mind takes a back step and just enjoy the show. But if you're here, I promise you, you're gonna take away something that's really going to help you. This situation is familiar to most of us. You've been involved with someone for some time now. You screw up and they ghost you. I know it happens. It happens to all of us. Either we screw up or they screw up. My point is, whenever a certain individual screws up in a relationship, the natural reaction of the other is to ghost the person. And I'm all for giving you and your space and encouraging others to do that as well in their relationships. But I haven't signed up for being hung up by a thread when the rest of the rope is torn apart. If you want to cut the rope, just cut the rope, buddy. No matter how bad things get between you, you have to tell the other person in clear, simple words that it's over. If you have to be on the same page through the relationship, you have to be on the same page when it ends too. You can't take the energy, time, and effort from someone who's trying to hold on to you when you are clearly not standing on the cliff to catch the hope. My theory here is to ghost someone after they have screwed up and not give them any signs as to what's going on in your mind. It's a way of tormenting someone, literally. It's almost as if they're thinking, I'm not going to talk to you and I'm not even going to tell you that it's over. That's straight up the definition of tormenting someone.